Oh, well, hello there.
Good to see you.
Welcome to today's podcast, In Case You Missed It. We're Jason and Tony, and these are a few things you may have missed during the show today. We talked about Hidden Valley Ranch. They've got their own bathing suits they're putting out.
I wonder if Wishbone will.
You know, everybody worried about their beach body or summer body and all that stuff. Look, I'm just going to be real honest with you. There ain't nothing you can do about it. Look in the mirror. That's what you look like. Move along.
Yeah, that's right.
But I wouldn't accentuate it with a bikini from Hidden Valley Ranch.
Hidden Valley Ranch.
Yeah, they're doing their own pool floats, beach towels, and bathing suits. And they're going to have pictures of ranch dressing bottles on them and slogans like, I put ranch on my ranch.
Ah.
So if you want... You can go get you a bathing suit with ranch all over it.
Hidden Valley Ranch bikini bathing suit.
I don't think that's a really great idea.
Well, there's better brands I'd go other than Hidden Valley. I'd go Dave's Hot Sauce. I put that crap on everything. Nothing Worcestershire.
No, you wouldn't
do
that.
Too hard to spell.
Right, yeah.
But using like refrigerator stuff for bathing suits, you wouldn't want to go ice cream.
No, especially not Moose Tracks. Especially if it's a Speedo.
Yeah.
Hey, man, did you have an accident or something? No, these are my Moose Tracks Speedos.
Moose Tracks.
Had a disturbing story about a man named Tan Nan. He's from Hunan.
And, well, he kind of, sort of.
Somebody chopped off his Hunan. This story is very PG-13.
Yeah, if that's the one I'm thinking you're going to read.
Well,
PG-13.
There's a guy, his name was Tan Nan from Hunan.
Yep, that's the one I was thinking.
49-year-old guy in southern China. So this is where the redneck Chinese live.
This poor dude.
Tan Nan from Hunan. Tan Nan from Hunan went out drinking one night.
Did he?
And Tan Nan from Hunan passed out drunk.
Shame on Tan Nan from Hunan.
Well, Tan Nan from Hunan woke up the next morning, and his little Tan Nan was missing. He was so drunk he didn't notice that someone had chopped off his Tan Nan from Hunan.
He means his real that.
It chopped it off. Somebody, Lorena Bobbitt, did him.
Half the man Hunan used to be.
And he was so drunk he didn't even notice. Here's some good news, though. Whoever did it was thoughtful enough to leave it on the nightstand next to him.
Oh, my own.
So Tan Nan from Hunan was able to find it. Tan Nan from Hunan got in the car
and drove
to the hospital.
Oh.
Took him 7 hours to put it back on, but it's working again. So Tan Nan from Hunan is okay. And that's the end of the... So, Tan Nan from Hunan story.
Now he's back to a whole man, old Tunan from Hunan.
Now he's whole man Tan Nan from Hunan.
You the man, Tunan. Now you are. You wasn't there for a minute, though.
Somebody thought it'd be a good idea to put cow poop on their car to cool it down.
Now what in the shoe were they thinking? You ain't ever getting any of this time back. This time well spent right here.
A guy posted a picture on Facebook of his neighbor's car on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hot, like it is around here. Yeah. So to keep it cool, she covered her entire car in cow poop.
Dookie, y'all.
It's not, I mean, I don't know if that actually keeps your car cool or imagine the smell and the heat would be a little, you know, all that does smell worse hot.
It does.
You've all tooted in the shower, you know.
And that's kind of like coated her car.
Yeah.
Like it's airtight. It's encapsulated in
cow poop. It was a Ford F Poop 50.
I was going to, maybe a Hyundai Shoe Nada.
Yeah, it's one of those new performance Taurus SHI. Tony and I went into the shower together.
But, we did.
Yeah, here's Shower Thoughts. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Shower Thoughts.
A little awkward in the shower.
Jason and Tony here in the shower.
Divider in the middle, though.
Yeah, definitely. Completely different showers, even. Miles apart.
Chest level divider. Yep, right here.
All right, here's some thoughts, Tony.
Let's have them, please.
Amish girls must have a hard time figuring out if they're having a romantic candlelit dinner or just a regular dinner with family.
It's a good thought.
I was just thinking about that. You missed a spot.
Obviously. You know what, Jason?
What? Stop looking.
I have to. The door's open.
Oh.
The magic school bus?
Yeah.
It gave unrealistic standards to field trips at elementary schools.
Well, it really did, didn't it? It did. You're right. Tony, have you noticed how everything is heavy if you hold it long enough? Like the soap?
And towels?
Yeah.
You ever thought about this?
Probably not.
If men start balding from the sides instead of the top,
yeah,
wouldn't look so bad.
No, it wouldn't. Is that a skin tag? You've got a...
An old mole.
It looks like Hulk Hogan.
Old mole.
The hardest thing to believe about Batman, I think, is that none of his distant relatives tried claiming him to get that Wayne money.
I would have.
Yeah.
I know you thought about this. How annoying it would be swimming if you got to breathe through your feet.
You're right. I was just thinking that. Well, I guess that wraps up shower thoughts, Tony.
Good. I'm turning into a prune.
Here, you get out first.
Mm-mm.
You get out first.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah, you do it.
Pop me again.
No, you do it.
Pop me again.
No, you get
and
out
I'll
first.
Throw punch you.
Hey, brand new word of the day today.
Here it is.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Okay, I'm gonna try a lope. And okay, I'm gonna try a lope is what you call an optimistic cantaloupe. Okay, I'm gonna try a lope.
That's Tony's Word of the Day.
Tony also had the best country lyric that's never been written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
I wish new home prices and your mother's rear end would both start shrinking and get smaller again.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good.
Hello.
Every single day, Tony and I go through a bunch of news stories, and we find one that's positive and uplifting, and we call it
The Real Good.
There's a mother of four. Her name is Becca Bundy. Mm-hmm. She lives in northeast Minnesota, and 2 years ago, her one-year-old daughter had a seizure.
Oh, no.
The first person to show up was a volunteer firefighter named Bill Cox. And she could tell it wasn't just another call for him because, I mean, he really cared. Thankfully, her daughter Hadley was okay. She's three now and doing great, but it turned out 66-year-old Bill was dealing with his own health issues.
Okay.
Back in October, Becca ran into him again at a fundraiser where he happened to be the bartender. Uh-huh. And the T-shirt he had on caught her attention. It says, "My name is Bill, and I'm in end-stage kidney failure."
Oh, Fireman Bill.
Turns out he was born with only one kidney, and he'd been having issues with it for a while. He needs a new one, or he'd have to go on dialysis, or even worse.
Right. We'd lose it.
Might not make it. Mm-hmm. So to thank him for helping her family, Becca got tested and found out they were a match.
Oh.
And the transplant happened this past February, and they're both doing great.
Wow.
Their families have become pretty close because of it. Bill and his wife don't have grandkids, but now their fridge is covered in artwork from Becca's kids.
Oh, but well, he saved them a lot before.
And now they're all planning like a little mini vacation together this summer.
And then the family turn around and help save Fireman Bill.
How about that? Fireman Bill, Mom Becca, y'all are real good. All right. Well, that does it for today's podcast. Thanks so much for listening to it. This has been.
Share it, too.
Oh, yeah, share it, too.
Okay.
This is. Are you ready?
Now.
Okay. This has been. In case you missed it. Good job, Tony.
Thank you.